Be'ez Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Namas Hilchas Eidus, Laws of Testimony in the Sefer Shevet Book of Judges, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing regarding those that are invalid to be witnesses. Which in this parak we discuss regarding those who, continuing from the previous parak, that are presumed to be wicked, or Rasha, and also regarding the next category of those that are disgraced. As we begin Halacha Alf regarding the presumption that someone is a wicked person. Misha'ina, someone that's not Lebe Mikra, doesn't learn Chumash, Lebe Mishnah, doesn't learn Mishnahis, Lebe Derech Eretz, does not follow with the proper conduct as most people do. He's presumed to be a wicked person, and rabbinically is going to be invalid to testify. Because Shekol Misha Yoreda Kachli, someone who is degraded, who has gone down to such a low level, the presumption is that he's going to violate most of the sins that come to him, obviously becoming a wicked person. Halacha Beis Levikach, therefore, we don't give over the task of testimony to an ignoramus. We don't accept from him testimony. Unless he has been presumed, he's already been established, that he engages in mitzvahs and charitable acts, but and he conducts himself in the path of the straight, and he has the proper conduct. Then we accept his testimony, even though he's an ignoramus, and that he does not learn Chumash and does not learn Mishnayis. But you learn out to say the following is by the opposite. He has a presumption to be kosher until we know definitively to invalidate him, whereas Kol Amaretz and the ignoramus is presumed to be invalid until he's been established that he goes in the path of the upright. Halacha Dalet. And whoever's going to accept the testimony of an ignoramus, before he has this presumption of established righteousness, or before witnesses come along, and that they're going to testify, that he conducts himself with mitzvah, and the proper conduct, and he does it before, without these stipulations. How does it hedge it? So this person is a simpleton. He's going to have to give judgment for this. Because he's destroying the money of Jewish people based on wicked people. Because again, these people are not believed until we know that they have a chazakah of kashas. Halacha Hey continues with the next category of those that are apostle of Eidus, that of the disgraced ones. So to someone that is self-scorned. Psul la'edus min debreim is rabbinically invalidated from saying testimony. These are men, they go and they eat in the street in front of all the people. Like for example, these people that go in states of undress in the marketplace, in the streets. When they're engaged in some disgraced type of work. Or similar types of things. They're not particular about their shame. Because all these people are considered like dogs. They might beat Malay the Shrek and then they're not bothered to say false testimony. They don't have any self-respect. And therefore, yeah, he would lie too. Including these categories are those who eat from the charity of the Gentiles out in the open, in public. Even though they could have been fed discreetly. They disgrace themselves, they're not concerned. All these people are rabbinically invalid. Halacha Vav continues with, we have said many categories that are biblically forbidden, those rabbinically. So, it says the Rambam, what's the difference between someone who is biblically invalidated from saying testimony or rabbinically invalidated? The difference is, if someone is biblically invalidated, and he testifies, his testimony is void, even though they didn't announce regarding this person, in the shuls, in the batei midrashes, and no one knew about this, doesn't make a difference. He is intrinsically invalid. But those that are rabbinically invalidated, tzar chachraza. You have to first make a public announcement to let people know that this person is invalid. And therefore, any testimony that this person had testified before the announcements came out about him, we do accept that testimony, not to create a loss for the rights of the people. They didn't know that he was invalid. And the invalidation only rabbinic, and therefore the guy who used him will not lose out. Lacha Zayin, regarding a related idea from these categories of Rishonim that we say that they're invalid, but how that relates to the well-known concept of Eidach and Misurin, that regarding prohibitory law, that a single person is believed, how that relates, unlike the halacha of general Eidus, which needs two witnesses. So the halacha is Eidach and Misurin. Regarding prohibitory law, to say something is kosher or not kosher, just for prohibitions, one singular lone witness is believed. And that's Av Pishu Pasul Shar Eidus, even though he's invalid for other testimonies. Shari Rasha Ba'aveda Shashachar, because someone who's a wicked person regarding that he sinned, if he slaughters, Shechitasik Sheira, his slaughtering is valid. V'nemalom is believed to say kalocha shechata, that he slaughtered according to the law. But someone who suspects regarding a certain area, he's not believed regarding his own meat, but he would be believed regarding other people. Therefore, someone suspects regarding a certain area, arena of halacha, but he could judge others regarding it, he could testify for others regarding it, because chazaka, there's a presumption, a person wouldn't sin to benefit other people. Yet for himself, he suspects, and therefore we're concerned he might be lying. But for others, he wouldn't, and therefore he could judge others and testify for others. Kid said, how so? So, Nemanama Arts Laimo, ignoramus is believed to say, Pater's plainly misakonahim. That person's produce have been remedied, and the trumas and maises have been taken off, and they've been fixed according to the halacha. And Veneman Hanechshad, Limker, Besar Bachar, so to someone who suspects regarding selling the meat of a firstborn animal, which is not allowed to be sold in certain ways, and this person go and does it on the black market, and he suspected regarding this. He still believed Loimah to say, yeah, but the meat that that person is selling is chulnhu, is unconsecrated, it's not from the meat of a bechor. And the same thing is also like this regarding all other prohibitions. Because the awe, the intimidation of prohibitions is on the wicked people, and they're believed regarding that. But the ain emes hamam in the land, but the awe of money is not on them, meaning the lie and cheat for money, for their own things. So what they're chashed for, that we don't believe them, for others we do. And regarding a regular rush, regarding edech and then bisurim, that we believe them, because the aim of iser is on the wicked people. Halacha test, regarding self-dignity, and as it applies to that of the laws of edus, now the Ram discusses regarding kings of the Jewish dynasty to testify. So Malchi Yisrael, which specifically refers to the kingdom of the 10 tribes, their kings, Lo Me'idin, they don't testify, but Lo Me'idin Aleim, they don't testify on them. The reason for that is M'neshem Alam and Bal Yisrael, because these are very difficult and strong people, and they don't humble themselves beneath the yoke of the judges. And therefore, it could cause a lot of stumbling, and therefore we just say that they're not included in the laws of testimony. But a high priest, we testify on him, and made who, and he testifies for someone at least more superior than him, which is Lamelech, to regarding the king, but there's not in the high court, like we already explained this in Perek Aleph. Halacha Yud continues with those who are kaifrim. Hamaisrim, those who are informers to the non-Jewish authorities, giving over people and their monies and their lives. But Bikarsin, and those who deny regarding the oral law of Ammarm, and those who are rebellious. We didn't even count this in the 10. The sages didn't have to count them amongst those who are invalid to be witnesses. Because they only counted, which was the last categories we were speaking about, of the wicked ones of the Jewish people. But these people, the rebellious ones, the deniers of God and of His law, they're lower than the Gentiles, which we didn't even mention Gentiles either, because that was a Kavo Chaymer from Avadim. Because Shagoyim, regarding a Gentile, Loi Malin, we don't take him out of the pit to save him, but we don't take him down to the pit to kill him. And more of Yishlech Hasidim Chil Gleim Abba, there are from the pious of the Gentiles that have a portion of the world to come. These kaifrim, these mardim, meridim v'le malim. We take him down into the pit to kill him, and we definitely don't take him out of the pit to save him. And the elam chedul amabah, they don't have a portion in the world to come, and therefore we did not have to mention them and those that are apostle for edus.